Imagine being trapped in a relationship where your worth is constantly questioned, your reality distorted, and your emotional needs ignored. For millions of people worldwide, this isn't imagination. It's daily life with a narcissistic partner. In our era of selfie culture and social media validation, narcissism has become increasingly normalized, making these toxic relationships even harder to identify. The most crucial insight? Narcissists don't change, but you can. Narcissism permeates our world, from celebrity culture to corporate boardrooms, from reality TV to everyday relationships. Beyond high-profile examples like celebrities declaring their own greatness, narcissism creates invisible prisons of emotional abuse in ordinary homes across the globe. At its core, narcissistic personality disorder manifests as grandiosity, constant need for admiration, and profound lack of empathy. While everyone occasionally displays narcissistic traits, pathological narcissism involves consistent patterns without consideration for others' feelings. These individuals present a fascinating paradox, appearing supremely confident while being entirely dependent on external validation. Their self-esteem resembles an emotional roller coaster, soaring with praise, crashing with criticism, making relationships feel like psychological whiplash. We've created an ideal breeding ground for narcissism, with multiple forces converging to amplify self-focused behaviors. Research shows nearly 10% of young adults now display narcissistic traits versus just 3% in older generations. Over 25 years, narcissism scores among university students rose 30%, comparable to obesity increases during the same period, yet receiving far less attention as a health threat. Narcissism often begins in childhood, where inconsistent parental mirroring leaves children with immature self-perceptions and inability to self-soothe. Without empathetic parenting, they develop their outer world instead of inner emotional life, becoming grandiose while hiding weaknesses. Technology accelerates this epidemic through social media validation. People outsource their egos via likes and followers rather than developing internal self-worth. Instagram filters and digital fame create dopamine-driven feedback loops, substituting authentic self-worth with external validation. Meanwhile, hollow praise parenting creates inflated self-esteem disconnected from actual accomplishment. Our economic systems increasingly reward ruthless competition and narcissistic traits, despite evidence showing collaboration produces more sustainable outcomes. Narcissists lack empathy. They cannot identify with others' feelings, creating relationships where you exist only when useful to them. They dominate conversations about their concerns while becoming visibly disinterested when others speak, often checking phones or tuning out. Their grandiosity manifests as exaggerated accomplishments and connections. Initially charming as dreamers with grand visions, they become angry when fantasies fail to materialize, blaming others for not fulfilling imagined promises. Their entitlement pervades relationships. They expect others to accommodate their schedules, tolerate lateness, and accept sudden cancellations. Their focus on negativity makes you feel inadequate. Since they rarely take responsibility, you end up apologizing for both yourself and them. Manipulation defines their approach. They twist situations to their advantage, often leaving partners depleted. What begins as emotional or financial manipulation can escalate, making you question your sanity. Rage emerged as the most universal theme in pathological narcissism research. Unlike normal anger, narcissistic rage appears when their fragile self-esteem is threatened, simultaneously venting fury and controlling others. What makes intelligent people repeatedly fall for narcissists? These toxic partners possess magnetic qualities that override warning signs and exploit vulnerabilities. They attract through charisma, unwavering confidence, intellectual prowess, physical appeal, and visionary qualities. Conventional dating rules like playing hard to get align perfectly with narcissists' love of conquest. They thrive during the chase, creating an addictive push-pull dynamic. Once pursuit ends, partners become bewildered by the contrast between the charming persona they fell for and the controlling, critical person who emerges. Vulnerability to narcissistic partners often has childhood roots. Most people entangled with narcissists had at least one narcissistic parent. Children of such parents learn to adjust to unpredictable attention, constantly striving to please unpleasable parents who only value them when serving parental needs. This conditioning makes narcissistic behavior feel normal in adult relationships. The powerful chemistry in these relationships is often misidentified attachment trauma masquerading as passion. What feels like undeniable connection is actually the familiar comfort of having to earn love through constant effort, a pattern established in childhood. This is the cornerstone of understanding narcissistic relationships. They are not going to change. Unlike habits or addictions that eventually motivate change, narcissism works well for narcissists. With cultural celebration of narcissistic traits and societal rewards for their behavior, they have little motivation to change. Their actions consistently deliver what they want: attention, power, and control. Decades of clinical research shows virtually no evidence of successful treatment outcomes for narcissism. Pathologically narcissistic individuals typically resist treatment. They don't believe they have a problem, blame others for their difficulties, and view therapy as beneath them. If you choose to stay in a relationship with a narcissist, you must accept this reality. Don't be surprised when it is cold in the winter. If you intend to stay, put on a coat. This means recognizing that narcissists aren't emotionally attuned to partners and often respond with criticism or indifference. Their reactions aren't personal. They're simply incapable of genuine empathy. Deciding to leave a narcissistic relationship is profoundly challenging despite its toxicity. The relationship becomes an invisible prison where self-doubt forms the bars. What's hardest to leave isn't the relationship itself, but the carefully constructed illusion built from intermittent reinforcement and trauma bonding. If leaving, prepare thoroughly. Document everything to counter manipulation. Keep trusted friends informed about the relationship's reality. Seek specialized therapy from someone who understands narcissistic abuse. Secure important documents, establish separate finances, manage social media exposure, and prepare an exit strategy. Expect blame, projection, and accusations when ending the relationship. When boundaries are set, many narcissists switch to hoovering, attempting to vacuum you back with initial charm. This isn't because they suddenly recognize your worth. They simply cannot tolerate perceived abandonment or loss of control. Don't wait for the narcissist's swan song of genuine remorse. This false hope keeps many trapped in abuse cycles for years. After surviving a narcissistic relationship, you may feel fundamentally changed, having sacrificed parts of yourself. Despite the relief of ending such relationships, many struggle with lingering regret, anger, and fear of permanent damage to their identity. Red flags typically appear within the first 3 months. Anger issues, concerned friends, constantly apologizing for your partner, lying, poor communication, disregarded feelings, manipulative breakups, emotional inconsistency, secretiveness, and excessive self-focus. Knowledge alone won't prevent repeating these patterns. When you've learned to ignore your feelings, you risk moving from one toxic relationship to another. Address your self-devaluing scripts that existed before your partner. Prioritize qualities that truly matter: kindness, mindfulness, commitment, trust, and respect. Narcissists feel pain but lack the emotional vocabulary to express it appropriately. Understanding them may make you wiser, but don't sacrifice yourself. Compassion means accurately anticipating behaviors, not making excuses. Keep your heart open and mind wise. This painful chapter doesn't have to define your story.